Shabbos, everyone. Shabbat Shalom. We have a number of community announcements. Unfortunately, most of them are not the happy kind of news. But on the bright side, congratulations to the core member Rena Asher upon her engagement to Yonah Remmer. Mazel tov. Now for the not-so-bright side. We are saddened to inform the Makor HaBracha community of the passing of Sue Kirzner, Sarah Bat Binyamin HaKoin Zichrona LeBracha, mother of Makor member Barry Kirzner, of the passing of Frederick Letzter, Ephraim Ben Yitzchak Zichrona LeBracha, father of Makor member Ed Letzter, on the passing of Harris Rissman, Chaim Uriah Ben Yaakov Zichrona LeBracha, brother of Makor member Margie Rissman, on the passing of Henrique Stubiecki, Ari Ben Moshe Zichrona LeBracha, father of Makor member Karen Stobiecki Seton, and the passing of Miriam Mayer Zichrona LeBracha, grandmother of Makor member Talia Laufer. May Barry, Rachel, Margie, Ed, Karen, Henrique, Talia, Chesky, and families be comforted among the mourners of Zion and Jerusalem, and may we share only good news going forward. In this week's double parsha, the first section of the first parsha, Achrimot, is the portion we read from the Torah on Yom Kippur morning. It describes a service that we are commanded to perform annually on Yom Kippur. However, that portion begins by saying that the service was initially held on the date when the children of Aaron, Nadav, and Avihu died, hence Achrimot. That event occurred on the first day of Nisan, the date when the Mishkan was dedicated, not on Yom Kippur. So contrary to common misconception, this section did not originate as a Yom Kippur service. On the contrary, it was created for the Mishkan dedication. Only at the end, after describing the service done on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, does the Torah tell us, "Vayitah lachem l'chukat olam b'chodesh hashvi'i b'sol l'chodesh ti'anu et nafshotechem b'chom halacha lo ta'asu." You should perform the same service for the dedication of the Mishkan on Yom Kippur as well. Yom Kippur may be a special day, but the service isn't exclusive to Yom Kippur, which teaches us that Yom Kippur itself isn't original, and thus can be replicated on other days. I think this is the reason why the name of the Masechet that describes Yom Kippur is referred to as Yoma, which simply means day, as in any day. Even though the 10 days of Tshuva are set aside as a special time, Rabbi Eliezer in the Gemara, Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kufnun Gimel Amud Aleph, says, we should have the attitude of Shuv Yom Echad Lifnei Mitatecha, do Tshuva one day before you die. Rabbi Eliezer's students asked him, how can you know when you're going to die? So Rabbi Eliezer answers warrants discussion, but the basic answer is that of course you cannot know. So every day is potential for Yom Kippur, day of tshuva for each of us. Another striking example is that a couple's wedding day is considered a personal Yom Kippur, because Yoma, any day you choose, can become your own Yom Kippur. The couple therefore has the ability to create their own personal day of holiness. And the marriage ring ceremony is called Kiddushin, which comes from the word Kiddushah, holy, the name of our second parsha, Kiddushim. And we find this lesson in Parshat Kedoshim as well. Kedoshim has seemingly random, numerous rules for daily living and about how to treat others. Don't steal, don't speak Lashon Hara, don't hate other people, protect someone who may be vulnerable to a scam, give charity, honor the elderly, do not hold grudges or take revenge, love your neighbor, respect your parents, keep Shabbat, and worship no idols, etc. In other words, Parshat Kedoshim is teaching us that based on your choices to behave a certain way, you can create a holiness every day of your life. I think this message is particularly meaningful during the Omer. There are four modern holidays during this period: Yom HaShoah, Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzma'ut, and Yom Yerushalayim. These are days we created ourselves, and their relevance depends on your persuasion. Some Jewish groups believe they should be observed, and some do not. But by choosing to observe each of these days, you personally align yourself with the newly discovered holiness of the day, with honoring Holocaust survivors, our fallen soldiers of Sahal, and celebrating Israel and Yerushalayim. While there may be disagreements about the details of observance, we should focus on the fact that we are living in the ongoing saga of Jewish history. These holidays can inspire each one of us to ask what we can do personally to make the day holy and inspire us to make every day a Yoma, a day that is special. Shabbat Shalom.